Hey, 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 it's Genevieve, a.k.a. Miss Fab 617.
And it's your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens.
We're coming to you from our new show called
Boston Come Through. We'll be bringing you the latest and greatest things happening in and around Boston. We'll be talking what? Black-owned businesses,
hey,
social events, what? And the Black experience.
Okay.
How's that sound, Genevieve?
I love it.
Dig it.
Tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Boston Free Radio.
Boston, come through. Come listen. What up, what up, what up, Boston? It's your girl, Crystal, and you are listening in on another week of Boston Come Through right here on Boston Free Radio. I am solo dolo because your girl, Genevieve, done left me. I'm heartbroken, but it's okay. She is in New York this week holding it down at the Black Women in Media conference, and we want to wish her all the best of luck. But not to fear, not to fear, not to fear. We have two dope guests with us this week. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
We have Ms. Manushka and Ms. Ms. Do you want to be called Chris or Christine?
Chris.
Chris. Ew, Chris. Of the Millie blog. And so we have these lovely, lovely ladies joining me this evening. And we're going to chat all things Millie blog, Millie rock on
right.
every blog. Before we get into it, though, let me introduce you guys and, you know, let everyone know who you guys are. And yeah, and then we'll hop right into it. So, yeah, before we get into your bios and all that good stuff, I will just say that these two lovely ladies, as you guys know, I've been doing the Dear Little Project for quite some time, and they both participated in it and, like, absolutely rocked it, nailed it. They read amazing and totally slayed.
We can read.
Yeah, they all readified. and together, they are a duo that make up the Millie blog, which
yes.
is amazing. So, actually, we're going to do a little weekend recap before we actually hop into you guys. So every week we start off talking about what we did for the past week. So I will let y'all go first and let us know, how was your week? What were you up to? You know, what was crack-a-lacking in y'all's week?
I'll start. So last week I, you know, had a hard time getting to, you know, my workout going.
Mm-hmm.
However, I squeezed in a couple workouts. But the most exciting part of my weekend was being able to go bridal dress shopping with one of my best girlfriends.
Oh.
She's having her wedding in
oh
September.
God.
Shout out
oh
to
my
Keisha.
God. Yes.
And so definitely a great time, and can't wait for the next one this Saturday.
Yeah, shout out to her. Oh, it's wedding season. Ew.
I
knew. What about you, Chris?
I worked out.
Hey.
Edited some pictures from some photo shoots.
Nice.
Cooked.
what was you cooking? What was you cooking?
We ain't gonna talk about what I was cooking.
Oh, okay. We ain't gonna talk about what she was cooking.
I had to adult this weekend, so a lot of adulting.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm trying to think. This, I'm so bad at this. Every single week, it's the same thing over and over. I'm like, I don't remember.
I know. I had to rock my brain.
Yeah, I don't particularly remember. I was working here over the weekend. I was in Florida.
What?
Yeah, for like the beginning of last week. Yeah. Was I back last week? I don't remember. Anyways, but yeah, I was in Florida and came back, you know, just in time for that non-existent snowstorm. but yeah, over the weekend, you know, I'm just trying to like catch up and, you know, get everything in motion on the Dear Little Project and just make sure that all the pieces are ready to kind of like send out to the world, because we have like the workshop and, you know, the photo exhibit and all that good stuff. So, you know, just well-oiled machine over here. Just trying. So, beautiful, 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 beautiful. I want to hop right into you guys and do a little bio. We're going to read your bio, which is a very sexy bio, if I do say so myself.
Okay.
I love it. All right, y'all. So, like I said, Chris and Manushka are definitely just these two dope ladies just out here just holding it down. And, you know, when you mix a passionate educator with a creative photographer and graphic designer, what do you get? You get an opinionated, idea-flowing, filled conversation with the visuals to match. These young millennials' I like that S. Is, these young millennials is sole mission for the Millie blog is to provide insightful, resourceful, inspirational, and thought-provoking content and events. The blog will also offer real-life situations and solutions in order to build more confidence in our readers on a personal level and for each of us to feel confident walking into our purpose. I like that. In our purpose and into our purpose. Hello? And to our purpose. I like that. 3-in-1. All right. Founders Manushka and Christine look forward to repowering your millennial state of mind. I love that. I love that. I love that. So I'm going to let you guys marinate on that real quick. We are going to hop right into a quick little breakity break, take a little music break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Manushka and Chris about the Millie blog and see what's up with that. See if there's any Millie rocking happening in the Millie blog and what's crack-a-lacking. All right. So first song of the night, everyone, is Dutch Rebel, Stripper, featuring 6ix9ine and Prince Smooth. And we will be right back.
Yeah, I just want to be perfect, feel me? Yeah, I took your hoe to the Waffle House, throw a few bands in a bank account, wait a few days and I'm cashing out, living the life of a bachelor, ay. Work a few nights at the Avalon, add a few plays to the catalog, right in the cut like some camouflage, shit me clock like a hammer arm, mad things you ain't know what, half the shit niggas swipe for it, self-made, yeah, I employ, blue lights got me paranoid, two girls, one hand toy, sex money, kush, and spy, vanilla shake with the long legs, dark skin, kitty, high price, lay flat, make them hills touch, money fall, look at skies blur. Pick it up now, girl, hurry. Big bad girl, don't worry. Drop top, I had to convert. Front row at your concert. Throw her ass back, clockwork. Still whip till my hand hurt. Never slip on my pimpin' regardless. Yeah, I get high with no harness. Nickels and diamond, my bomber. Went from a cent to a dollar. She wanna strip, she a problem. Put the pole in the coffin. Bet she burn, she gon' pop it.
Work it, gon' twerk it, gon' work it. Bet she not a stripper, gon' twerk it. Go get that bag, go and get that bag, get it. Go get that bag, go and get that bag, get it. Work it, gon' work it. Bustin' out the stripper, gon' twerk it. Go get that bag, go and get that bag, get it. Go get that bag, go and get that bag.
I take your hoe to the studio. Dangerous mind, call me Coolio. Classy for you, she my groupie though. Guess she ain't never want you to know. The shorty be making it twerk. Pee popping and putting it work. Henny bottle, fuck the sparklers. Shots. I pull up with 6, don't need all my bitches doing that service so late. Let me see that trick you do with the crib, you gon' be my stripper today. Forget who you with, see me and my clique and shot when it come to that flow. Like bust a bitch, give me some mo. Like you getting covered in dough. Show these niggas what Pilates do. I ain't even try to lie to you. Crew faded like a barbershop, so know that they gon' be lining you. With that body, girl, you're blessed. Spilling dumb all on my dress. Stunting on them like Simone. Got my shooter screaming yes. She only wiggle a little bit.
Hey. Hey, we was gigging in here. We was gigging. Get it. All right, y'all, that was Dutch Rebel, Stripper featuring 6ix9ine and Prince Smooth. And you are back listening to Boston Come Through here on Boston Free Radio. And we are here once again with the lovely Manushka and Chris of the Millie Blog. So let's hop right into it. What is the Millie Blog? Tell us all about it. All
right, well, let's start off with where we started.
Yeah, right? How did this, so, yeah.
You know, it's just two people at work, and we're constantly thinking about things, and we come up with all these ideas, and we never put it into fruition because we're like, these are just ideas. We mm-hmm. have our 9-to-5. However, we have a lot of opinions about a lot of things, whether it be about careers,
right.
Relationships.
Right.
Since we are in long-term relationships, we have a lot to say about that.
Ew. Okay, so, boot up.
Okay. So I just want to shout out Google because,
you know.
Listen, the Lord's Google machine. Okay. Listen, okay?
Google is definitely... the reason why we were able to even facilitate these conversations yes. during the work Google hours. Google Chat. And then came Google Doc. And then came a bunch of different types of blog posts. We ran up at least 150 more of blog posts.
Wow.
And we're like, all right, if we don't got nothing to talk about, let's create some, you know, some titles first.
Right,
before
right.
we start writing. And then, you know.
Awesome. So sometimes the titles came before the content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times.
Like, awesome.
A good chunk of it when we first started off, mm-hmm. well, the things that are up there already were things that we literally talk about like on our day to day. Like mm-hmm. we'll be at work And if I'm having a moment at work, I'll just vent and be like, Manushka. And then she's like, girl, put it in a blog. Like, write it out, whatever. So we were able to, like, help each other through. First off, we've been friends since elementary school.
I was going to ask that. How long have you guys known each other? Wow. Yeah.
So, long-term relationship.
Right. Y'all just do these long-term relationships, I see. Hello.
We've always vibed, Virgo, Taurus. So just whenever we have, like, a thing going on, like, we're able to, like, talk each other through it, talk each other down, talk each other up.
Right.
And I'm talking about talk each other down.
Wow. All the way down, because that's necessary.
Okay.
But, just overall, just bouncing ideas off of each other, like, oh, this would be dope, this would be dope, but I found out about this event.
Right.
This is coming up, you want to go do this, whatever. So we just figured, you know, with our group of friends that we've also had for a long, long time, we figured we want to put them onto this stuff too.
Right.
Whether it's just information, events, resources, whatever, just things to, like, better ourselves, you know?
Totally.
So we decided to do that. And we're like, why not just share it with everybody, not just our close-knit friends?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the blog idea came up.
And then also, like, we needed to think about some hobbies. We're like, yeah, sure. Like, I need something to do. You know, when our man's at work, like, what do we do? And so we were like, this is, like, definitely a dope hobby to do.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody's doing it. However, like, this is stuff that comes natural to us.
Right.
And so with that being said, like, we don't know how far it'll go. Hopefully far. We still have our day jobs and, you know, we're very dedicated to our day jobs. However, this is definitely something to look forward to after work.
Absolutely. So I know you guys, I mean, hence the name Millie Millennial. Hi.
Right.
But how do you cater or, like, curate posts, you know, based on, like, the sect of millennials? Because I think there's, like, younger millennials and there's also, like, older millennials.
Right.
So how do you, like, cater your content to, you know, a certain, like, part of the millennial, you know, generation? Or is it just kind of, like, just go for it?
We think it's for everybody.
Yeah.
That's in the millennial gap because, our content, we would hope that the information that we were able to provide to others, like our teenager self would have known stuff like that.
Yes, right? Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. I love that. So you guys talk about a millennial state of mind. What is that? And what does it mean to repower it? Ooh.
To us, I think the millennial state of mind is, first off, us being millennials in general, like the word millennial when it came about was just like this. We're viewed as this empowering generation.
Right.
And there was the baby boomers, there was Generation X, whatever the case, and then there was us. Like,
we were running the streets. Shut it down generation.
Right, right.
Yeah, literally the shut it down generation. So I think because of that, a lot of pressure has been put on our generation as well to be, like, you know, this amazing, successful group of individuals.
Right.
So with the idea of what it means to be a millennial, you know what I mean, in this time, in 2018, with everything going on in the world,
everything
we've been through, like, I remember going through 9/11 in, what, the 7th or 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So just, we've gone through a lot more than a lot of generations
have. Absolutely.
So, being millennials, we are just basically put on this pedestal, kind of, you know, definitely for our parents, too, because a lot of us are first-generation college graduates and stuff like that. So we've always been this generation which is just driven, go-getters, you know, like, when we put our minds to something, we're going to do it, like, a good chunk of the whether it's a startups, apps that are out there, were made by millennials.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're definitely,
that is for sure.
We're definitely the technology generation.
Yeah. Right?
And so there's, like, at this point, I think it's evident that there's nothing we can't do.
Right.
So with that being said, we realize that there are a bunch of us that kind of lack that, whether it's drive, energy, motivation, whatever it is, to have that state of mind.
Resources.
Yeah, totally.
Which is huge, because that's, like, number one. So with that being said, we kind of want to be able to help people who, in our generation, because we want to see everybody do well, but we, you know, we have a sore spot for our generation. It's just like,
absolutely,
what we've gone through, we know what it takes to get to where we're at.
Totally.
And we know there's still a long road to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So by repowering the millennial state of mind, we are looking to provide those resources, that energy, that drive, that motivation, that relatability to get people to be like, oh, I can do that too. Or, oh, this is all it takes to do this. Or I was on this path, I got stuck. What do I do next, type of thing?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we want to be able to be those people to provide the content to be like, you know, you can keep doing this. Or if you don't, if this doesn't work out, go this way. Or this is what these people are doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. And I come from a coaching background also, so it's like...
Yes, cultured.
No, coach.
Oh, coach. He's a culture. I'm like, yes. I was like, oh, pardon y'all.
Just trying to isolate y'all.
Right.
So I come from the coach background, so this opportunity has allowed me to basically coach people who probably I've never met before.
Right, right.
With the things we write and the events that we hold.
Totally, so. Totally. Now, so when you guys are coming up with content, like, what does that process look like? You know,
we have sections, you know what I mean? Like life, career, relationships, fitness, da da da. And then honestly, literally as things happen in our lives, you just touch base. So like, yo, I'm going through this right now.
Yeah.
So like, you know, summertime's coming around, we're working out. So it's like, all right, let's do a fitness thing.
And right.
Like my boyfriend is a personal trainer now. So we're like, yo, can you write a blog on the stretches that you do? Because he works out daily.
And I'm right.
Watching him do them. Like,
I saw a little pole this. Stretch with the pole yeah. over the arm. Yeah, yeah, a little pipe, see. Little pipe from the wall. Yeah. I see y'all.
Yeah, from Home Depot. Yeah.
Yes. $5. Yeah. Yes. Broom stick stretches. Like.
But yeah, like little things like that. Like those are the little things. I literally saw him doing it in my living room. I was like, what are you doing? He's like,
right.
touching my shoulders and everything. With this pipe that he got from Home Depot. Because like, it's being against the wall. I'm thinking it's broken off or something.
Right.
I was like, see. And then when she goes at my house and she's like, yo, I wouldn't even know what that was for. Like,
right.
You should like put that out there. So we're like, yo, can you write a blog on, you know, the stretches and everything.
Totally.
So there's just like little things like that that you don't even realize that are just like sitting in your living room, you know.
Totally.
Like that's what we want to be here for, to just like bring that spark to people and be like, yo, you could, there's just so much out there, you know what I mean? Like it's just endless.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what kind of impact do you want, you know, the Millie blog to have on millennials? And I guess also too, you know, as a follow-up to that, not only on millennials, but maybe folks who are outside of the millennial generation. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking older generations and their perception of us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what do you want the impact to be for millennials? And then what do you want it to be for like non-millennials?
Well, for millennials, the impact that our hopes is that, you know, they use the resource that we gave them, or they come to the events that we hold.
Absolutely.
And they actually take the material or take the experience in and put things into work. Like, we can't be idle. Like, there's so much going on. There's so much things to learn. It's like, we got to constantly be learning, and we got to constantly motivate each other. And so whatever way we can do that, if it's through writing or if it's through holding an event, we're going to do that to the best of our abilities so that other people can share in their experience and pass that on to the next generation. Because the last thing we want is a generation of folks who just are lazy or don't know where to find the information.
Absolutely.
Or whatever the case is.
Awesome, awesome.
And for the next generation, or you're saying the...
Yeah, like, because I guess in my head, I'm thinking about, like, how older generations sometimes have, like, a negative perception of millennials of, like, oh, you know, we switch jobs too much, or, you know, like, we're not getting married fast enough, or we're not having enough babies.
And that's, like, the best thing to me, though.
Yeah, they complain about so many things, and I see it all the time of, like, millennials are the reason why, like, milk is so high. Like, everything.
Just to touch base on that. I heard, this is allegedly, that Toys R Us blame millennials.
Yeah, I saw an article on that.
That we didn't have enough babies. I'm like, are you serious?
Right.
I saw an article on that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Anyways.
Hold my feelings. But for the older generation, I guess, like, what, you know, and maybe the content isn't necessarily curated for them, but if they, you know, stumble upon the Millie blog, like, what
they're
is for them?
I don't feel like they'll feel exiled. Feel like, if anything, the material that we put out there, it could be for anybody. But our target audience is definitely going to be for millennials, because that's who we're going to be getting old with.
Right.
And so if I want to create an environment or a country that is, you know, just empathetic and driven.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that they have all the information in order to do that.
Absolutely.
And, like, you can just see now, like, the kids that are born in the 90s, like, they're out there and they got their social justice going on.
Ew.
You know? And so, like, they're really doing big things so that they can reshape our country. And
yeah.
It's like, we're going to try to reshape and repower the millennials that we come across, that, or wherever it is. You know, we're looking at our analytics. China.
Hey, China.
People in China are looking at us. So it's like, all right, so we're impacting people around the world.
That's awesome. Yes, y'all, international. Okay. Damn.
Right. If anything, we would love the feedback of the older generation, because everything that we're currently walking into, like, they've already gone through, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And it's like, I think it's crazy, like, we're just talking about how when you go through a situation and your parents have told you something about it or whatever, and then you realize, like, you just sit there for a moment, you're like, damn, they were right. Like,
right. You're like,
But you had to go through it, right?
Yeah, on your own.
Like, so
absolutely.
You got together and you're like, wow, my mom was right, my dad was right, whoever it was.
Right.
So if anything, we welcome the older generation to, like, shed some light on us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, be like, all right, you know, you guys are doing this, like, just keep going because this is the outcome. Like, this could be the outcome, mm-hmm. or, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But fair to say, we can blame a little bit on them for the way we Hello? Came out because.
Hello.
Okay. It was
forward. I mean, I still want them to read, but just yeah. take ownership.
Just, yeah, definitely. So how have people, I guess, like, you know, received, you know, the Millie blog, and, you know, have you guys gotten any feedback, or, you know, what has the overall, like, perception been?
So when we initially launched in November, which was a really fun time, we went to the Brew on the Grid, who no longer has a place anymore on Windsor Street. we went over there and we had provided surveys for after the launch, so everybody mm-hmm. got a chance to look over the website, mm-hmm. and we invited really close friends who we would truly value their
opinions.
Wanted
honest opinions.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, and, absolutely.
They did provide some solid feedback so that we can make adjustments and whatnot, and we built the site on our own, so it's like,
yes.
we're going on YouTube, and we're like, how you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going on Google, we're going on the help side of
Right.
So we're just like, how do you do it? We're trying to make it work, and we're taking feedback and just making adjustments here and there.
Absolutely.
And so some of the feedback is they want more content on particular subjects.
Right.
And so we're like, all right, cool. Like, we already got a couple titles right. listed for that. We're ready to go. some of the feedback was about, like, or question, like, how many times we're going to post a month? Because, you know, people want to make sure that they're going to
yeah.
constantly be able to see us
Absolutely.
Online.
Yeah, online consistency presence. Is so key, right. like, in general, especially with, like, mm-hmm. anything that's on the internet.
Right.
We're totally.
Any other feedback?
Honestly, we got a lot of good feedback. We
yeah.
were surprised how much good feedback we got.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
we warned people, like, this was just, like, this is our first go at this.
Right.
Hold on now.
We're like, don't judge us too hard. We did this by ourselves.
Right.
You know, it was us and Google, us three.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, just tell us what you think. Let us know how we can make it better.
Right.
The case. And literally the amount of positive feedback we got, we were like, oh, shit, people actually, like, are into this. Because we figured if it was going to tank, we were just keep talking about chat and
calling. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, no worries.
Right.
Like, this is so dope. Like, even my sister was like, that was so cool, and I love the presentation. You
oh,
guys are
man.
On it. Your information was there. Your content was on point. Like, we even had, like, an anonymous feature on the X Diary.
Mm-hmm.
People, the response to that was, like, amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was, like,
right.
basically a letter to your, non-anonymous letter to your ex.
Ooh.
So it's just a platform for people to
And
just,
we allow
like,
anybody to submit the letter.
Ooh.
We take the names
Ooh,
away.
How I missed that one.
Yes.
Ooh, can we still
I mean,
submit?
Yeah, we have
yeah.
another one coming
okay.
up. It's pretty juicy. And so we just really kind of want to, like, the Millie blog originally... It was therapeutic.
Right, right, right.
And then we're like, oh, okay, we can add another therapeutic side to this by allowing
right.
other people to, like, submit their own stories.
Totally.
Right.
And so that other people can learn from that.
I
right?
love this. I'm like, I'm indulging in this. I'm just like, ooh.
Right. And so the X Diary, you know, there's another one coming, so look out for that one.
Ooh, look out for that one, y'all.
But I know also it's a scary thing to do.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to open up old wounds. But
yeah,
if there are people out there that are willing to open up some wounds and just be like, here you go, even though you didn't really give them to them.
Yeah.
I don't give it.
It
feels good, though.
Ooh, I might have to join in on that one for sure. I'm curious, though, what has been your favorite, you know, blog post so far?
The Millie Mogul features.
We love the features.
Ooh.
We get a chance to sit with up-and-coming entrepreneurs.
Positive, inspirational people.
Yeah.
Just
awesome.
Doing it. Like, making Millie moves.
It's awesome. Like, you really cannot judge a book by its cover.
Right,
like,
right.
Of course, we looked at people who we already knew.
Yeah.
But it was like an honor for them to take the time and allow us to ask them 30,000 questions. Okay? Legit. 30,000 questions. We want to make sure this content is
right,
fulfilled.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? We don't want to miss a beat.
Right.
And, like, they're just so open and super honest.
Yeah.
Like,
receptive.
And then we just want to make sure that we present them, you know, to the rest of the world and just
right.
be like, yo, these people are making moves out here, and you better hop on this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Our next feature is coming up the end of this month.
Ooh.
His name is Will Harris, of Will Harris Production. He's a videographer.
Ooh. Ooh.
He is doing really big things. He was my wedding videographer at
oh,
first.
Oh, awesome.
And... once you guys hear his story, you guys are going to probably be even more influenced since you're into
yeah.
that field right
yeah.
now.
I was going to
yeah.
say, you know, that's my heart right
that's
there.
Heart.
That's my heart.
So I can't wait for you guys to read that one. But definitely the Millie Mogul Moves is our favorite part right. of the Millie blog because it allows us to get personal with people who are really trying
mm-hmm.
and...
who are making a difference. Who are doing, whether it's
mm-hmm.
a business or... like one of our first feature actually was David Cohen. Mm-hmm. He's the co-founder of 1630 Clothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he just was basically talking about how, you know, he grew up a little rough and had, you know, trouble times, whatever the case, and just did a 360 on his life. You know? And now owns a couple brands, I think. Mm-hmm. At least I think he's going on his third brand, and his clothes are dope. And so that was like really shocking for us, but we knew him since kids, so we were like happy to feature him. And then we have people like our last month we did Lori of Pink Sunday. She's the founder of Pink Sunday.
Awesome.
So just we want to touch base on all people just doing amazing things out there. You know what I mean? People who are giving back to the community, people who are just trying to build, to provide other content for other people, like anything that is positive, inspiring, showing that they're true millennial go-getters. You know, Millie's making movies, exactly what it stands for.
Right.
So that's what we want to highlight.
I love that so much. Because I think, like, something that's so dope about, like, the millennial generation, as much, you know, crap as people want to give us, it's, like, there is a spot for everyone, right? So, yeah, there are a million blogs out there, but there's a spot for your blog, right? There's a million podcasts and radio shows out there, but there's a spot for Boston Come Through, right? And so, for me, I just love that because, you know, it's, like, it doesn't have to be exclusive, right? Like, you found your niche and you can go with it, you can run with it, and you can really, like, you know, gain a followership. Is that a word? Followership? It is right now. You can gain a followership. That followership. You know, and there's room for it, and you don't have to worry about, you know, being, I don't know, like, just pushed aside, whatever it is. But with that being said, I'm curious, like, you know, I guess like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, even like a year from now, you know, what is the future of the Millie blog?
Well, we get to dream, right?
Yeah. So listen, this is your perfect world.
So
absolutely.
In our perfect world, we definitely want to be able to be called upon to cover maybe other, you know, blogs that are, what's the word right now? That are out there. So whether it be like
they're doing the thing.
Yeah, doing their thing.
Doing their thing.
Or having these amazing events where people really just want to come in and just like crush their goals, whatever the case is. We really take it seriously with the goals because we realize for ourselves, like, we say something and legit, we don't really mean it if it's not written down on paper or you don't have some accountability partner associated with it. And so we really want to just coach people to just be their best.
Yeah.
And so in the next 5 years, we hope that we can have like a dope Millie Mogul Moves award ceremony where we get, like, you know, a lot of people involved. 10 years, we hope that this could be super lucrative where we could be chilling on the beach, writing content, interviewing people. Like, that is the goal because you see it all the time that it's happening for so many bloggers, and you're like, dang, how do you do all that?
You're like, how? Like,
And so it's like, but we also want to make sure we really stay true to ourselves and why we even started it in the first place. So we don't want to just be looking at, like, yes, we want to, like, look at other bloggers and say, like,
totally,
oh, that's super dope what you're doing. Like, how can we kind of learn from that?
Yeah,
but
totally.
Not steal the steez.
Yeah, absolutely. Make your own sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't want it to just stay local either. We want this to end up being like global. Like, we want to.
I mean, y'all already up in China. Okay. Hello.
That's fine.
Hello.
That's just the beginning. So.
Right.
But yeah, we would love to like have some type of platform where, like, kind of like a, you know, the Forbes 30 under 30 type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, our way. You know what I mean? Yep. Where we just highlight, you know, whoever's been doing it for the year.
Yeah.
And just.
We want people to want to be on our site.
Right.
I love that.
Like, you want to be here, so that means you got to work.
Right.
And we're not going to get you on here if you don't work. We're not wasting our time if you're not working.
Right. Yes. Put in that work. Put in that work. Oh, man. Oh, man. So, you guys, I think we're going to take a quick little breakity break. That was amazing. I mean, you guys are just out here doing the thing. And, you know, even just like reading through, you know, some of the posts on the Millie blog, it's just like, dang, like, y'all got the sauce. I love it. But y'all, we're going to take a quick little breakity break. We are going to listen to a little Latrell James on My Own. You're listening to Boston Come Through on Boston Free Radio. And we'll be right back.
Sacrifices so much everything, you know. You lose your loved ones, you know. You lose your friends. You lose everyone just for this. this dream, you know, but it's like, do you chase this dream or do you chase your loved ones? You know, like, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And, you know, one thing that I told myself is if I die doing this music, I did it for those ones that I love.
They trying to pick up where I left off. I ain't left nothing. I'm right forever. Righteous, clever. Somehow stay involved with all the right endeavors. And I'm like, whatever. Jealous cause my drive is better. Take me over mountains. My forecast show I'ma climb it. Whether the odds are against me or they stacked in my favor. Scholar camaraderie's with me. It's automatic, they hate us. Because we hunt when we hungry. We don't wait for a cater. When we see it, we get it. And say no, no to a favor. You put your hand out for one. It becomes chubs in that gator. You lose your hand at that moment. That's Luke Skywalker and Saber. And all my mom and my father. Man, I'ma get to this paper. And all my sisters and brothers. Our house won't have any neighbors. I never got what I wanted, but had Nintendo and Sega. You all just open up doors. I do impressions of Kramer. I make crowds put hands together. Is that applauding or prayer? Either way, things ain't never been as clear. What I'm looking at,
I'm just trying to get this paper. Ain't got time to pick up phones. Put away all of my childish things. A nigga close to grown. Had obsessions buying sneakers. Now I'm trying to buy a home. Used to always say I'm bored, but now a nigga need a clone. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own. Did this work all on my lonely. I ain't had none of my homies. Thought that they would have my back since Tommy and Dino Spumoni. Now I have to lay the smack it down on all of these jabronis. Don't associate with phony. What my grandmama had told me, James synonymous with real. You ain't never seen LBS. Never seen LBS getting back for the move. That's birth control. I ain't killed in them situations we living in. Even your family changed color. Seen that live with Aunt Vivian. I got nothing to lose. With a whole lot to gain. Y'all pray for bigger targets. I'm perfecting my aim. I invest in this business. Y'all invest in the chain. Don't sit your ass at this table if you got nothing to bring. I'm losing friends in my mental from sacrifices I'm making. Because I'm focused on working. Man, there's no time to get faded. The most close-minded of people be the ones to strip you naked. Feel that hatred. Things ain't never been as clear. When I'm looking at
I'm just trying to get this paper. Ain't got time to pick up.
And just trying to get this paper. Hey, we are back, y'all. We are back. You're listening to Boston Come Through on Boston Free Radio. We are still here with Ms. Manushka and Ms. Chris from the Millie Blog. Get it, get it. Hey. So we just had a really dope conversation about who they are, what they're up to, all that good stuff. And we're going to end with a couple things. Because we want to know what advice you have to, I guess, the young people out there, right? So maybe they aren't. Who's after us? X, Y, Z? Mm-hmm. Double A?
Right.
Does right. It start over? What?
It might just be X, Y, Z.
Yeah, I was like, what? What's generation, the generation after
generation
us?
Generation X.
X?
Generation Y.
Are we X?
Y.
Are they Y?
Was before us, I thought.
Okay. Wait, Y is before us? We Z?
I don't know. Generation Z. It might just be Generation
Z. No, I think we had double A. I think we started over.
We're at the
beginning of the alphabet again. Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh,
making up
my stuff. God.
don't mind me, y'all. making up things. but yeah, whoever the generation is after us, I guess, like, what is your advice to them? Because I know, you know, before the show, we were having a really, you know, dope conversation about, like, what it means to really have, like, the resources, especially like, when you're going to college or just really trying to, like, navigate the world and figure out what you want to do. So I'm really curious, like, you know, coming from your personal experiences, what would that piece of advice be?
I'll start. All right, let's see. Let's start off with topics. So
yeah.
When it comes to relationships, my advice to the young people would be always be 100%, mm-hmm. always be loyal,
nice.
Always put your best effort, because even if it doesn't work, you have practiced and you have learned new skills
absolutely.
To apply to the next relationship. And also...
always put yourself in the other person's shoes before you do anything, okay? If you think it might be negative, if you have to be sneaky about it,
right?
If you have to question it, stop. Be like, if it was him or her and they did it, how would I feel? Mm-hmm. And then proceed. That's going to save you a lot of
I dig it.
So that's relationships, right?
Yes. Yeah. And what about friendships?
Friendship. Hold it down for your friends.
Yes.
But be honest when you can't hold it down.
Right.
And for the friend that's receiving the information that this person can't hold them down, be reasonable. Because if you notice that this person has showed characteristics of loyalty or, you know, just clearly holding it down for you majority of the time of your life, during your lifetime, just respect the fact that the person can't do something for you at that time.
Right.
Also, when it comes to friendship, be open, you know, be honest with your friends. When things aren't looking right, tell them.
Yeah.
Don't letting people get out here looking a mess.
That is, you know? So, that's a proverb right there. That's a whole proverb. Right. Listen, absolutely.
So that's friendship. You want for friendship?
I would say make sure it's a two-way street. Like, make sure everything between the friendship is both ways. Like, it's got to be equal give and take.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're give all the time and they're take.
Yeah.
You have to, like legit back up. I don't care if you guys have been friends since kindergarten.
Right.
Take a second, back up, reevaluate, and be like, all right, I do X, Y, and Z for this person. I jump for this person. But
right.
What have they done for me lately? You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's big.
Call them. Because we get into this habit of texting a lot. Ooh. And sometimes I forget how people sound sometimes.
Yeah.
Tamar, we usually have these phone calls at like 6, 7, 8, and 9 in the morning most of the time.
Yeah.
We're just talking on our way to work, wherever the case is, if we haven't really caught up with each other. Understand your friends' vibes. Like, if you really know your friends, you know their vibes.
Right, absolutely.
And sometimes you don't even need to, like, talk to them in a while and know that they need a call.
Right. Because
they might be going through something, wherever the case may be.
Yeah.
So definitely call your friends. Let them know you love them.
Yeah.
Because we don't know more than just a text nowadays.
Absolutely. And just check in, right?
Check
I think that's what you were saying, Chris.
Because like she was saying, you really never know if someone just seems like a, hey, how you doing? How you been? Are you okay? You know
what
I mean? Like, just check in. Make sure you check in.
Yeah. I think that's so important because I think a lot of times we get into like, especially with social media, it's so easy to fall into like, oh, well, this person's good. They on a beach. They doing this and that. But like, social media is just a perception we put out there, right? We're not going to put our worst days on social media.
Exactly.
We're only putting the best of the best, right? So it makes it seem that everything is all good all the time. And maybe you do post a little here and there when things aren't so good. But overall, like, all we're doing is posting the good stuff, the good stuff, the good stuff. So it makes it seem like everything is okay all the time. And I think that's just so important, especially for like that friend that you always like run to, right? The friend that you always like, I think that's what you're saying in terms of like giving and taking, but that friend that you always run to maybe with a problem, an issue, you're always running to them, you know, for advice. Like, check in on them, you know what I mean? Because you're taking from them in terms of, you know, energy, their time, but you know, also like their, you know, that advice they're giving you, like valuable advice, taking time out of their day to listen to you, and you know, checking in on them is just like so crucial. I love that.
I have one student who constantly comes in and tells me about her day. She runs it down. And after she gave me like a 15-minute conversation about what her day is like, she's like, you know what, Vinish, I didn't even ask you how your day was. But like, the fact that she realized that,
right, she took a step back,
and then here I am like shocked. So I'm like, oh shoot, you care? I thought I was just that shoulder that you're gonna continue to like pour in to, but like, she cared, and I'm like, you know what, let me find out. I'm fine. You know, like, thank you for asking.
That's another thing. Be honest. Like, if it's like, if you feel like it's a true friend, like, be honest. When people are like, how are you? Don't just be like, oh, I'm good, but then you go home and cry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. Like, if it's somebody you trust, then be like, honestly, I'm kind of going through it right now. Like, you never know what kind of feedback you'll get. It might be positive and something that you can use.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially, but if you consider it a true friend, then just be straight
pour
up.
It
seriously.
Up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So next one will be career.
Yeah.
So our advice for career would definitely be, like Christine was saying earlier, you know, go to that job that you actually want first before going to school if you're unsure or something to that extent.
Yeah.
Also, making sure that you, like, people keep saying it, mm-hmm. this generation, there's a trend about networking, but no one really truly knows how to do it.
Ooh, that's so steps shy, to that. Right? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You can't be shy no more.
Well, because like, the thing is that we're not, I would say social media, we don't know. Wall. Yeah, we don't know how to have like actual in person conversations. Right. Like, even like, I think about walking up to somebody on the street, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, whether it's asking for directions, right. asking for, like, people don't really have a lot of those, like, random just organic interactions as much. So I love that.
So we really got to practice networking.
Yeah.
And it's to the young people, like, there's no better time than now to network with people. And like at my job, we do informational interviews. We go to these places and we practice these informational interviews because the ball's on your court. So like as adults, like us 21 and up, these are like 14, 15 year olds doing this.
Right.
And they're mastering this. Whereas you got 21 and up who can't even call someone up and say, listen, I want to learn a little bit more about what you're
doing. Right.
You know what I mean? And we can't be afraid no more, especially if we're trying to like get to a certain level in life. You know what I mean? So definitely, it's like master how to network and figure out different strategies. It's not going to just networking events. It's like reaching out to people. If you have to, via social media and say, hey, can we meet up in person?
Yep.
You know what I mean? If that's the way that connects. Right.
Absolutely.
There's
absolutely.
Facebook Messenger, there's DMs, there's
LinkedIn.
Comments, LinkedIn.
Yeah, wow, absolutely.
So many avenues. It's so easy.
You could tweet somebody, shoot. Yeah,
anything.
Yeah. All right. Last one. How about finances and money?
Finance. Okay. So I've always been good with money. literally, like, my communion, I got a piggy bank, I filled it up, and literally had people borrowing from me. Like, my dad borrowed money from me and paid me back interest. He taught me.
Oh, my God, yes.
I would honestly say, I guess the things that have gotten me to where I'm at are, if you're going to buy something big, like, if you're going to make a big purchase, sleep on it.
Right.
Like, me and my boyfriend were just talking about this today. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. If it has to make you think twice or look twice at the tag or whatever, the kids like, do I really need this?
Yep.
That's a big thing we talk about too, need versus want, okay? Of course you can splurge and all that stuff when you're young, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to a certain point where you're trying to like plan and, you know, acquire certain things, whatever it may be, that will require some type of big financial decision. Just take a second, breathe, sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something huge, sleep on it for a week, you know?
Right.
Sunday to Sunday, pray on it, see how it goes. Other than that, I'd say just don't blow it. You know what I mean? Like, just really have fun, buy nice things, but always have the bigger picture, whatever your bigger picture may be. You know what I mean? Like, pick your bigger picture, but have that in mind and just realize, like, you know, one day I want to get this, and what's it going to take to get there?
Right.
Just plan accordingly.
You know? And also, like, talk to people who are actually good with money. Capital One has a free service where they have financial coaches.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, shoot.
And you schedule
dropping
the time
gems,
online,
yes.
And they will talk you through your whole finances, and they set up a couple meetings so that you can have follow-ups. Another thing is for me, especially, you know, online shopping's big.
Ooh, my Amazon Prime. Oh.
But I like to fill up so many carts in so many different stores.
Right.
Just sleep on it.
Yeah. It is therapeutic to like fill up my Victoria's Secret cart.
Right. And like I don't really, it's like I want it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna fill it up. But I don't need it. Cause I do it at night purposely.
Yep, and then you go to sleep.
Go to sleep. When I totally forget about it. And it's only when I truly, truly need it. I'll go on Amazon real quick, get it quick, right?
Yeah. Two days.
Right. But obviously just be more mindful, be intentional, because you don't die with your money.
Right.
Got it. But it's like, think about how you could be financially fit
in
all areas of your life. Like, if you trapping, hopefully, you got some life insurance.
You better be saving.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And don't let your family do no GoFundMe.
Right.
Oof. Not having that with you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Not having that. Right. You got more than me at this point.
Right. We going to put you in a bag and put you in the backyard. That's what we going to do.
But like, sometimes our parents, you know, will tell us things about saving and we ignore it. But like, you don't know, like, every Caribbean mom got a stash.
Right.
Like, let them teach you how to, like, stack up the way they do. Like,
yeah.
Just, get information from people and how they do it. Like, I even go to Christine. She has these little budget sheets on Excel. And I was just like, how do you do this? You know what I mean? Like, I can afford a vacation for sure, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I budget for that vacation. But I want to make sure when I come back, I got a couple extra dollars hanging around.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
You're not paying for off the recovery. Vacation for right. like 6 months. Yeah.
Definitely have a recovery stash.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's our financial tip.
Oh, another big thing real quick is credit. Mm-hmm. I don't think people understand kids, whatever, younger people. Understand credit from the day you're 18 or up, whatever the case
is. Yeah.
You get that first credit card and start swiping, that it follows you.
Right.
Your credit is going to be huge.
Absolutely.
Okay? It's going to be huge in your future. So no matter what goes on in life, no matter what tribulations financially, whatever the case may be,
right.
just please make sure you find out what you need to do to keep your credit score on point.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many stimulators
ooh,
out there. You can move around. Like,
yep, and you can see. Credit. Yeah, right. absolutely.
There's no excuse for our generation for us
not
to
at
be
all.
Ignorant.
Your score, and you right. won't even imagine what it could. You know,
yeah.
what things can trickle down from that when you get older. Like. Just be on point with that.
You know? I love that. I really love that because, you know, Genevieve and I definitely we're planning a financial literacy episode because we said we were going to do that at the beginning when we first started the show on like one of our first episodes. So we're definitely going to circle back. So maybe we got to have y'all back. We might have to. But I heard y'all got an event coming up and I definitely want to make sure we have time to talk about that.
Yep.
What is happening? Tell the world.
All right. April 7th at 2 o'clock.
At 2 p.m.
Okay. At the Altitude Conference Room.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
211 Kennedy Drive.
Ooh. So y'all have all the details, okay? Yeah. Tell them what's going to happen.
We are going to really dive in. And this event's for you. It ain't for me. You know what I mean? I already wrote my goals down. I'm working on it.
Right.
But this event is for you. If you have not conquered some of the goals that you have set forth since December, or last November, or even 3 years ago, whatever the case
from is. From 2011.
Right. And so our goal is every 3 months, we're going to meet up. So we met up last December, the first round, and we set up January, February, March goals.
Nice.
And so we would call the people who actually attended the first event and just check on them, see how they're doing with their goals,
that's
whatever
awesome.
The case is, and just holding them accountable. But we also want to have a second round for the next 3 months so that just in case they need to readjust or reorganize or just create a whole new goal, they have the space, the opportunity, and the feedback from
everybody
who attends so that they can have a more solid goal outline. And
awesome.
We created a template for them in order to do that so that they can write the goals down, see it visually, and or they can use their planners, whatever the case may be. But
use the calendar app in your phone, something.
Right. No excuses, but like we really wanted to create that space for people to reconnect because we don't want us to or want other millennials to just go throughout the rest of the year and not have accomplished something.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So definitely want to use that opportunity to do that next Saturday.
Oh, I love that. All right. So they're collecting y'all lives, getting you in order, getting you in check, making sure that you guys are, you know, reaching those goals. I mean, what a perfect way. And also, it's a good price. What price it is?
$99.
Hello? It's $99. So there's literally no excuses why you guys should not attend this event. I don't know. Rearrange your schedule. Figure it out. I know I'll be at a conference. As soon as I'm done, I'm zooming over because I think this conference done it too. So I will be there. You know what I mean? Might be a little late, but, you know, I'll be there. That's awesome. I think that's, like, really important. You know, I don't think we have enough spaces. And I think it's the same thing that we try to do here at Boston Come Through is like we don't have enough spaces to fill these gaps,
right?
These gaps in our life. And I really see that event as something that's filling a gap.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds really exciting.
And a less pressure gap because you're only focusing on 3 months.
Trying to stay accountable for the whole year or trying to stay on one goal for a year gets hard. It gets away from
you.
I mean, like it's not until December you're like, oh shoot, I made that goal in March. I never even
right.
for a month and it was over. So by breaking it up into 3 month increments, it's more realistic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easier to stay on top of, and we definitely make sure to keep you accountable. Like, we're hitting you up every month. Like, how far did you get with that goal? Did you
right.
Did you make that site? Like, that was one of mine, actually, was I'm a new photographer.
So,
one of my goals was to start my website and get business cards, which I did. Mm-hmm. So, I'm like, all
right, I love that.
Off, and now it's, you know, third month is up, and now I got to make three new ones. And so, I definitely think
Oh, man, yeah, I'm definitely going. Mm-hmm. Yep. I need the extended version. I love that. And we'll definitely be reminding you guys about it on next week's show as well, because you do have a week from Saturday. But we definitely wanted to bring them on early enough so that you guys can get that on your calendar, get that on your radar. So before we close out, first of all, thank you guys so much for sharing, you know, yourselves, the Millie blog, all that good stuff. I do want to take Genevieve's, you know, spot this here evening and give you guys the events for this week specifically. So hopefully I do her justice because this is her baby. All right. No pressure. All right. So Thursday, March 29th, a.k.a. depending on when you're listening, either today or tomorrow. there's a speakeasy spoken word event from 8:30 to 1 at the Hard Rock Cafe. That's 8:30 p.m. So y'all know it ain't in the morning at the Hard Rock Cafe. Tickets will be available online or at the door. Friday, March 30th, the day after. All right. We have the Black Cotton Club GM session. That'll be from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 at the Black Market, which I think is in Roxbury, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. We gonna link it in the description. Y'all already know. You know where to find it. All the links are always there. We always hook you guys up. Saturday, March 31st, we have Faith in Fashion show with celebrity stylist Jay Bolin. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly because, you know, I don't know, but Bolin or Bolin. So I'll be at 1:30 p.m. At the Paris Street Gallery in Everett. And, of course, our favorite Genevieve will be there covering the event. So you definitely want to, you know, come out to that event and say hello to Genevieve, if nothing else. But definitely come out. It sounds like it's going to be a great event with this celebrity stylist. And, of course, a week from Saturday, we have the Millie Blog Presents Millie Goals. Part two. So definitely, you know, check them out. Mark your calendars for April 7th for sure, 2 to 4 p.m. Give them the location one more time.
211 Kennedy Drive. You must RSVP. Limited seats.
RSVP. Yes. It's limited. So don't get left behind.
If there is an event, right, you will get left out.
Oh man, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on Boston Come Through. I can't believe that hour went by so quickly. Before we leave, we got to figure out where can people find you, of course.
Everything at the Millie Blog. Our personal, you can find me at MANOU_Lord, like the God up top.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
I can't remember my Instagram right now. I think it's c.williams.7. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, it'll be in the description.
Yeah, and our website is themillieblog.org. Not .com. .org.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. This has been such a dope episode, everyone. I want to thank Chris and Manushka for coming on. This has been a really amazing episode. Make sure to check them out at themillieblog.org for sure. As always, you're listening to Boston Come Through on Boston Free Radio. It's your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens. You can find me at all forms of social things at The Crystal Lens. And, of course, my website, which I should tell y'all, The Dear Little Project is finally up on my website. So, yeah, if you head over to thecrystallens.com, yeah, just go there and you can click on the link. I was going to give them like the whole URL, but it's fine. Just go to thecrystallens.com. You can click on it there and you can see the poem videos, all the lovely photos of the kids. And also, too, you can book us. I've been telling you guys every single week, the Dear Little Project is going on the road. So we've already booked a couple of conferences for the workshop that we've developed. We've already booked, you know, the photo exhibit. So if you want to bring this to your, I don't know, to your church, to your cafe, to your living room, I don't know, to your bar mitzvah, we do quinceañeras. Okay, so we do a little of everything. But, you know, I want to continue to spread this amazing project. So if you want us to come through, you know, I facilitate workshops, I facilitate group discussions, dialogues, all that good stuff. Definitely shoot us a message. And by us, I mean me, myself, and I on my website at thecrystallens.com. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to Boston Come Through on Boston Free Radio. We miss you, Genevieve. We do. I hope you're having a fun time at the Black Women in Media conference in just out here in NYC holding it down. But I know we're going to get there. Don't worry. Don't you worry. But until next week, we will see y'all. Bye.